What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm a journalist with words. Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time, which means we welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Willard.
People been waiting for this.
Oh, yeah. This is a legacy crossover, guys.
Do you welcome us in? I mean, I was today years old when I found out you'd rather not do this.
Ask Dibs about the door.
You'd rather not do it. Those are your words. You said it.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
I'm out.
All things considered, I'd rather not.
It's a tough day for us, Steiny. That's a tough thing for me to hear.
Don't take it personally.
Oh, I don't take it personally.
Just like
don't worry. I'm not going to lose sleep.
When Bob Melvin sits Ramos shouldn't take it personally,
stop. Yeah.
I'm in my feelings, dude.
When Kuminga doesn't want to rebound, it's kind of like Steiny not wanting to do the crossover. Yeah. He doesn't want to do what's necessary to make the team win.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Dibs, I'm in my feelings. I'm going to tell you why.
I don't know if you heard. Obviously.
So a couple callers, about the 10:30, 11 o'clock, called and said during the crossover, I kiss Willard's butt. And that hurt me. Because I don't. And Will.
Oh, you both do.
What do you mean?
I mean, you both, and I'm looking at the midday show, you both do. But go ahead.
No. You do that to Steinmetz.
False.
You start the thing off. Oh, you were so great. I heard it.
What did I say when I walked in the room?
Well, today is different. Today is different. But every day, there's a Steiny nugget from Dibs, and I'm like, it hurts, but I just deal with it. But Willard, I don't. Come on, man.
Nobody kisses my ass. Stop it.
And then Steiny goes, yeah, you've been doing it for like 2 weeks.
Let's get into why.
Why? Exactly.
And why do people feel that way?
Well, we can do a live test run. You ready?
Sure.
Hey, Goo, did you hear what Willard said about Otani?
And I called him out on that.
No, you didn't. Not to his face.
Yeah, I said, you and Shasky on the air. That's his face.
No,
I said, y'all
not.
Going in too hard on Otani.
Why?
He's not a criminal.
I'm not a crook.
Do you? I don't know that he's a criminal. I just have one question for you.
What did you say yesterday, Will? You
I'm a jerk.
No, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, yes. Do you believe the story you've been told? You believe that millions of dollars left his bank account?
Oh, no.
Okay, so you don't believe
it. I give people credit for finessing the finesse. Like, he's finessing it, and he's getting away with whatever.
His friend is in jail. That's a jerk.
He stole, though.
That's a bad dude.
Yeah.
His friend's in jail. Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you and I have had difference of opinion,
sure.
And we go at it.
Yeah.
You don't have a bite sound clip of me saying, I'm scared of Dibs. So there's something intellectual about Willard that bothers you to where you turn on me when they come in. No. So now I like this round robin we're having. But Dibs, I do feel like you go, it's not. Oh, Steiny, you made a great point at 12:10.
Is there anybody you don't want to alienate right now?
No, you.
Well, you just alienated Willard.
Because
well,
you
now
set
you alienated
me up.
Dibs.
No, wait, I'm not alienated. Dibs is my guy.
I got alienated.
If we want to just
me.
Like, yeah, it'd be an alienation sensation.
I didn't hear. I missed it. When did I get alienated?
Well, that's the point. He ripped you on the air today. You're not
Wichowski.
Here. And I said, okay, why don't you say that to... It was like, you know, these guys with Otani, this is ridiculous.
I said, I want to call out two of my teammates, and I said, Willard and Shasky.
Who takes any of this
He's
personally?
Mad that you're not mad.
Yeah.
Steiny is.
I am.
Well, why crazy?
I'm mad that you aren't coming down his road like you did earlier.
No, because Dibs is coming down both of ours about we do it to Will and don't. That hurts Dibs.
Steiny, you know.
It's constant. When
you reboot a segment, it doesn't come out as hot the second time.
That's true.
Oh, you know, Dibs said it's constant. See, you got nothing to say to Dibs.
What's the conversation?
He says you kissing up to him, too.
I do.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's an answer.
Remember that time we did a show together?
Exactly.
It was a fun show. It was a good show.
That was no one. Who was this? It's like you with Evan.
Oh.
Hey, Everything's great.
I actually recommended, because I've got a day in September, I'm doing a banquet, and I said to the boss, instead of me just taking the day off, which, I mean, I'll do,
right.
I actually said, why don't Goo and I switch for the day? You and Mark, you can butter him up for 4 hours, and I can butter Steiny's bread from 10 to 2.
How did the boss take that?
A great idea. I'll look into it.
I'll look into it is exactly the same as I'll try to stop by.
Yeah.
That's the same statement.
Yeah. Or our alleged outing that just died on the vine. Well, what happened to that?
That'll happen.
You chimed in, I chimed in, and then crickets.
Getting six people with different schedules and kids and lives, believe me. Don't you have tons of friends in life where you're texting for like a year and a half trying to find them
all $10,000?
No, I got you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's tough.
By the time I got home and asked about the schedule, it was already like, don't worry about it because two people can't go already.
I get it.
We're looking for another date.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as the who is the freest of the six, Steiny probably the freest because he's an empty nester and he's got, you know, some social wiggle room. You live far away. He's got five jobs. I've got a toddler.
I got you.
Spadoni's got two.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
Butcher's got a 2-year old. So
no doubt.
The premise is wonderful, but the logistics of it, and it's really eight people because the director of outings has to be there.
Yep, sure.
As does Look himself. And I'm sure Evan and Grandy too, and Lubman. So now you're looking at 11.
You know how you guys named your bar last week?
Yeah.
Dibs, you just named my bar.
Uh oh.
Social Wiggle Room. That's the name of my bar.
That is not.
You got to have a good dance floor.
Kissing his butt. I got to make sure. Yeah.
Kiss his butt.
But Dill said it. Social wiggle room is sick. I like that.
You do have some social wiggle room over there. That's what that grin is right now.
And what did you land on for the name of the Haters Palisade?
That was a great bit.
You know, haters just get to roll in and hate on the local teams.
You mean the names of the bars?
No. Yeah, what did you decide was the best of the names? Yeah.
Well, something opposition, right?
Loyal opposition.
Loyal opposition.
But there were a couple really good ones.
That was great, man. They told me about that.
Winer's Alley or something like that. I was thinking maybe just go with Lasorda's.
Pretty good.
Is he the most hated of all time?
My partner would say so. Mark's number one.
Why don't you get on him for that?
I wish Melvin had some Lasorda in him. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that stuff counts.
Lasorda's a bad dude. That's a bad dude.
Off the field?
Yes.
So is Ohtani.
Just give him.
How many Dodgers
just
are bad dudes
right
to
now?
Lasorda, you want stories? You want stories?
No.
No, because I don't want to maintain what I think Lasorda meant and who he is.
A better question is there a Dodger who isn't a bad guy?
And there that would be a better
story.
Mookie Betts.
Right.
Did you see the picture of he was next to Ohtani and it said Ohtani Betts? He was right next to him. Somebody captured the picture.
Yeah. Not bad. You know what I like most about Mookie is he sucks this year.
That's
the best part.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like Mookie.
You got the George Jefferson going on up top, too.
I like Mookie. It's hard to not like. Freddie Freeman seems like right? That's a good story. Not all of them. Lasorda's a bad dude.
But Ohtani's worse.
Well, Ohtani, it's sort of like inferred now. I've never been around Shohei Ohtani. I was around Tommy Lasorda.
But even his contract will was gangster. How did that happen?
But whatever. Like, I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Like, if that's your free agent deal and that's what you want to do and someone offers it to you, great. This is not haterade and it has nothing to do with his uniform. My statement is based on one thing and one thing only. I think it's hilarious that America bought the story.
It's
hysterical to me that people bought the most ridiculous, unbelievable, undoable, unfathomable story of all time that 25 million just gets wired out of your account and you never got a text. Stupidest story I've ever heard in the history of sports. And everyone went wow, that translator really went sideways, didn't he? Like, it's absurd.
No, he's funny now. Now he's making a lot of sense, isn't he?
No, because Ohtani
wasn't here this morning.
Ohtani's free. But this real estate stuff, we don't know what popped off. But for the haters like yourself and Chasky, because you recognize his talent. Chasky did that this morning.
Of course.
But it's like he's a free man. You know? So
no, this was just like a brick on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all. That's all.
So what about had you heard the comments from Michael Porter Jr.?
Yeah.
I think he got a lot of people in hot water. His brother's in trouble. And you just so casually or cavalierly say what he said. I'll just say this to that, and Steiny and I had a difference of opinion. Dibs, if I was getting Michael Porter Jr. money, my Danas or Dibs, they would be with me like Bron and how he did it to where they wouldn't have to work again. Ask me for the money. But don't dare have me risk my freedom and my livelihood.
Well, he was underwater. His brother was in debt to those people. Right. And so he wasn't making Michael Porter Jr. money.
Okay.
So maybe you go to your brother and say, hey, big bro, I'm in some trouble.
Hello.
What do you need? I need six large or whatever it is. And you get it from your brother, but it didn't go that way. And so I thought what he said, and we can debate whether or not he's the right messenger or not. I think he's the perfect messenger because his family got touched by it and his brother got into trouble doing whatever he was doing. And he felt like that was his only way out. And I think that the message that he sent is real as far as this is not the only incident. I mean, we're talking about Shohei Ohtani. Whether or not he was involved or his translator taking the money to do it on his own, whatever you believe, the idea that sports gambling is here to stay and these things are going to continue to happen.
I completely agree.
What was the debate y'all had? I missed that part.
I said that so he said, you know, you want to make your friends some money, take the under on my points.
Right, right. Well, which was a hypothetical.
Make them each 10,000.
Yeah, kind of hypothetical,
right. I said, I could see it.
And I said, ask me for the money.
I could see it.
And if you're my true friend, you wouldn't put me in that position to risk the biscuit and my freedom.
But Dib's point is a good one, which was that he was trying to make money for his own debts also.
Yeah.
And he was not at a spot in the game where he's made, you know, bajillions of dollars yet or whatever. And so you and I were talking about this earlier. I kind of see it like back when steroids was really taking over baseball. I don't know how many people know this. It was way more prevalent in the minors than it was in the majors because people are just trying to get to the contract. Get the contract, and then everything's going to be okay. You know, and there's a lot of examples of that. Who, you know, Melky Cabrera, he got the deal. He got the deal.
Yeah.
And then you're out, but you're like, but I got the deal.
I won.
Right? So I get where he's coming from, and I don't know. When I read it, it was a little bit more of a cautionary tale to what I think is fact. Like, I'm not against the idea of these leagues opening themselves up to gaming. I think it's making state debts go away. I'm not against it at all. But to think that another 25 years from now, it wouldn't be running the entire show. It could.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah, Evan brought up Kase from Cleveland. He was throwing the first pitch as a ball. Not a big impact on the game. I didn't even know you could do that. But I'm like, damn, how did they catch that?
And it goes on in just about every sport where there is wagering, and even my beloved horse racing, you can watch some of the races and you see a jockey and he'll give that little tug down the stretch and he'll pull up on a horse and, you know, the jockey's asked after. He's like, well, you know, the other horse veered in and I thought this and I thought that. It's like, no, you're fixing the race. So it happens. And I'm trying to remember the first college basketball point shaving, we used to call it, scandal.
Arizona State had a big one.
Yeah, and there's one even like back when we were kids, Steiny, and it was like
Fontana was
shocking.
On that team.
And now these stories pop all the time where, you know, it's a couple college kids doing this and pro athletes doing that.
These are the ones we hear of.
Correct.
Which means there's got to be a hell of a lot more that we don't, or they wouldn't do it.
Right, and
you know
even
I mean?
And
like,
as you're talking about who, now that there's what I call micro wagering, where you can bet on a pitch, you can bet on a play. In golf, you can bet on a hole. So you come up to a par three, and a golfer could have told his guys before, hey, when we get to number seven today, bet the bogey. I'm putting this baby in the bunker. I'm going to hit it to 20 feet, lag it to a foot and a half. I'm going to make a bogey on seven. And he gets up there, and he pulls it. Ooh, he's in the sand, Jim. You drew a bad lie.
And catch up.
And yeah. I mean, those things are so easy to do and so hard to catch.
It's so ridiculously easy to do with those right now. It's just...
Although, you golfers, wouldn't you love to be able to mess up on purpose and it means you make a bogey?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
And PS, if you ever bet on me, awesome. Bet the bogey.
Yeah, for example.
Bet the bogey.
Or more.
Totally.
Bogey plus.
Yep.
So, the over under? Do they have over under on field goal attempts in basketball?
Anything?
Yes, of course.
Anything?
Yes.
Anything.
So
the guy's like yes.
Anything.
Then it's a joke. I mean, then I believe for everybody we're catching, there's probably 10 we're not.
You ever think that this is a possibility? Because blend the legalization of all of this with what y'all are watching all of our teenagers do, and then the fantasy numbers that are on a scroll. Man. How far are we from turning the actual game into the video game? How far are we from, I've got a gizmo in my hand with a bar on the right side of my screen that is offering me bets on every pitch and every play and at the push of a button while you're sitting there on the couch? How far are we from that?
I don't know why I feel like we're there.
Yeah, I'm shocked that we're not. Like 5 years ago, I go, that'll be a thing, and I still think that. It's just probably a matter of red tape and legalization.
Like, I'll tell you a little story.
Okay.
Oh, it's story time with Stein.
It's going to be very brief, but this is just, I can't believe how easy this is and how many people would probably do it. I remember in college, my senior year, I struggled one night from the field. Look at Nahegan rolling his eyes. Okay, no.
Just one night?
I went 10 for 25 from the floor.
Senior year?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Against whom?
Good Lord.
Pass the ball. Yes.
Muhlenberg.
Muhlenberg.
Oh, this is high school.
No, this is college. Oh. There's a Muhlenberg College. Right. And a Muhlenberg.
And your senior year was not the best year at Franklin and Marshall, as I recall.
No, it was. We had a great year my senior year.
I thought your junior year was a better year. But anyway.
Junior year we stunk.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Kobe, back to the story.
So
25.
And that's when my coach said the infamous words to me, do you think we can win when you take 25 shots? And I said, yes. And he goes, do you think we can win when you take 25 shots? And I said, yes. And he goes, I don't. I was like, okay. So whatever, he got on. I'll tell you right now, if there was gambling in Division III, I would have told every single friend of mine the next game against Swarthmore, take the under on my field goal attempts.
You would have been in trouble if you got popped.
Well, I don't know.
It wasn't Division III underdog.
I don't know. I went 4 for 5. Yeah. I went 4 for 5 from the floor the next night.
And did you beat Swarthmore?
We hammered them. They stunk.
That's efficient. That's good efficiency.
What I'm saying is, it's so easy.
Right.
Well, that is so easy to do.
The problem is, and this is where so many people get caught, is there's a gigantic blip in the radar where, let's just say, let's play this out. And, you know, the money on Steiny is usually at about a level 2.
There you go.
A popular kid. People like him. So the betting is about a level 2. And then they're playing Swarthmore. And now the betting's at a 9. All of the regulators mount up. They're going to look at it and say, oh, my God, we got 5 times the wagers, and he only shot 5 times? Something's rotten in Denmark, and that's where these guys get in trouble.
And then they check you again, and they check you again, and then when there's a trend,
then they're saying
you get suspended.
Yeah. Tiny went right back to 22 shots the night after.
Yeah.
To switch it up, what did you make of TK's comments in the Standard
about Juwan?
Him hearing that they don't like that they just gave him a deal? But I feel like he's got all the leverage with, and I know you're a big Pearsall fan. I'm not saying I'm not, but is he ready to be? This is Jennings being the one to start the season.
Oh, I don't see it that way, but I don't necessarily see things as okay if it's just Pearsall. And the closer we get to the season, I do think Jennings has some leverage.
Okay,
but so do the Niners. Like he don't want to miss games. You know, like he doesn't want to do that. That's not going to help him start missing checks. And set that whole thing into a national story where now whoever this next team is sees you as kind of burnt toast.
Do you think he's asking for too much?
I don't know what he's asking for.
The only thing Kawakami said was they're not close.
Right. I know that he has a case for more money based on the way this works.
Now.
But I don't know. Is he like, I went for 975 yards and those
six
players make $24 million a year. And I'm making 7. So I'd like to triple my salary. Like, if you're asking that, then no. If he wants, like, a, I don't know, You want a little $2 million bumper? You want another year on the back end?
I believe it's more than that, Diaz.
I don't know.
It's just what he wants is guaranteed money. And if the Niners and Juwan can come to a place where he gets $12 million guaranteed, but next year's not guaranteed, then it's an extra $5 million you got to pay him this year. And if he balls out again, well, then you rip up the contract and you give him another deal. And if he doesn't, well, then you cut him and you don't owe him anything. And that's, I think, where this gets resolved. Yesterday, David Lombardi, also of the San Francisco Standard, came on, and he said August 26th is the day.
Cut down just day.
So it's a little bit like the Kuminga dance. We're dancing to October 1st. This one's going to resolve August 26th at the latest, I think. But remember when you went on your honeymoon and you asked me to get all these things
fixed? Fix the Kuminga crap while I'm gone, please.
Fix the Juwan
Jennings.
Great
job on that.
Yeah.
You're coming down my road.
The Kuminga dance. Not a fun dance.
So if I'm correct, Nick Bosa's got an opt-out after next year?
That sounds about right.
Or something happens.
Why do you bring him up?
Like, what? He's holding out, right?
Nick Bosa?
No, next year. If that's the case.
Well, we'd have to see he is.
Well, I did. I looked at his contract.
No, how bad he is this year, meaning good, then he would have that leverage. But if he another stink bomb, I wouldn't foresee that.
I don't know that he's got an opt-out. Are you seeing the, quote, potential out?
Yeah.
That's from the team standpoint.
Okay.
That's a team thing. I don't think Nick Bosa has an opt-out. But
like, your larger question is,
I think a lot of what they're...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We're doing right now with Juwan or anyone else not going to sign Amari Cooper or Gabe Davis has to do with the fact that there are some cap challenges that are ahead. And so they are pinching a little bit.
But everybody's gotten paid, and he would be the first to kind of.
Well, Mooney Ward didn't get paid, which is why he left.
You're all right.
Aaron Banks got the bag elsewhere. Drake Greenlaw got the bag elsewhere, and the Niners reportedly flew out and tried to beg him back, and he said, nah, I'm good. So not everybody gets paid here, but right now Juwan is the one guy who is kind of in an awkward spot. The thing about Bosa Steiny is after next year, his cap hit for the following year, 2027, is $52 million. So if the Niners don't want him around, it's a $35 million cap hit to the team. If they do want him around, they got to restructure that. They don't want to pay him a cap hit of $52 million for 1 year.
Right.
That's Purdy money. It is, basically.
Well, especially next year.
Right. I mean, this year it's not. Purdy's making like $9 million this year, which, you know, that's why this year is so fascinating to me, because you're going to rely on so many younger players, and Saturday becomes interesting. Mm. You're going to see more of the people I think you're going to actually see in September. They're going to have to play, right?
I would hope, unless they don't feel like they can be protected.
So we'll see Pearsall in Vegas?
I would hope you see Purdy.
Oh.
Yeah. If he's not going to play this week, then when are you going to play?
I've just been one of them dudes. My quarterback ain't playing preseason.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, even unless it's Dak.
No, I'm serious.
You'd like to get him hurt.
Does it matter? Well, yeah.
Does it matter to you that Purdy said he absolutely wants to play and does not feel like he's totally adequately prepared if he doesn't? Does that matter?
No, I like hearing that.
I mean, like that's what he said.
And so the Purdy stands, like my partner Mark Willard, they need him to play and play well, because there's a couple national voices who've been coming down my partner's road. I mean,
it's not that. I mean,
they referred to you, not by name.
Exactly.
What did they say, Will?
See, this is how you tease. Okay, I got these guys on the edge of the seat.
Actually.
Coming up in 2 hours, we'll actually pay it off.
Exactly. Yeah, enjoy your ride home, Spidey.
You know what? Will it definitely be in 2 hours?
No, it's going to be probably about 10 minutes. Yeah. I think we're going to get to it right away, aren't we, partner?
That's the plan.
Before you put on your...
Steiny kisses my ass on the way out the door.
I just want to know who called you out from the national media. Stephen A.
I do think it's weak. We got to wait, dude. Look us up.
Stephen A. on Brock Purdy?
No, it's his partner on
Stiney Fox. Will awkwardly depart. Mark and I will exchange pleasantries, and we're going to get right to it. And then he's going to change into his dark suit. I'm going to get my tissue ready because we got some sadness coming
oh,
today.
Man. Oh, man. I think boy. I know what yeah. it All is.
Right.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Well, pins and needles.
Yes, sir. You
got to be.
Is that Sam Kennison right there?
I'm scared of Willard.
We are about to unveil the most unbelievable team insider that sports radio in the Bay has ever known. He will be on.
That's two teases.
I know.
He will be on when?
3:15.
And one more.
I just guess the initials?
Yes.
GL?
No, but I like where you're going with that.
I missed
that. It's not GL.
Okay.
It's not GL. Also today, we're going to debut a new game that you're going to love. Maybe I'll bring it to a crossover soon because it's the kind of thing, Steiny, that you absolutely love.
Trivia, man.
And just games. He likes games.
I may just stick around here today.
Yeah.
Just to listen.
Welcome to.
I might not, though. I'm going to make that decision in about 2 minutes.
I'll take the ladder.
And I'm going to make it outside the studios of 95.7 The Game.
Number one, it ain't true. That's a lie. Shut the hell up.